Hi guys, this is Asuka from rebuildofevangelion.org. Before we begin this episode, we wanted to take a moment to address the untimely death of Robin Williams. Robin Williams was an icon, both as a film actor and a voice actor. He was the face of a generation of film, both comedy and drama. He was also a well-known Evangelion enthusiast, so we would like to dedicate this episode of the Dummy Plug podcast to the memory of Robin Williams. Williams' struggle with depression was long-lived and very public, and losing him to it is an absolutely devastating loss to the world of film and the world in general. We'd also like to take a moment to remind our listeners that suicide is preventable, and the most important resource is you. Williams' death came as a surprise to many, since he was so upbeat on the outside. Remember that depression isn't always as visible as you would think, and that the best way that you can help someone who is feeling alone is to reach out. Talk to your friends. Be there to listen. If you're feeling alone, sad, or suicidal, please feel free to contact the National Suicide Crisis Center if you're in the United States, which we have listed on the front page of rebuildofevangelion.org. Also know that each and every one of us is a valuable resource, and we are all happy to talk to you if you need it. Rebuildofevangelion.org and our forums are a safe space for everyone. O Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung. For you, the bugle trills.
Welcome to the Dummy Plug Podcast.
All right, everyone, welcome once again to the Dummy Plug Podcast. I'm Gainer79. I'm being joined today by Hardcore Hunter.
Yo.
Unit 2.
Hello.
Asuka.
Hello.
And of course, General Iowa.
To quote Kevin Nash, the band is back together.
It's better than I could have ever hoped.
All right. Today on the Dummy Plug Podcast, we will be discussing our thoughts on a potential live action Evangelion film. We will also be talking about the merchandising of Evangelion. We also are going to discuss our favorite and least favorite episodes of the series. And finally, myself and Iowa will be discussing our recent trip to Anime Iowa. So without further ado, let's get started on the potential live-action film.
Yes,
Hunter, why don't you take it away?
Yes. All right. Yeah, they... originally announced a live-action film back in 2006 that Weta Workshop, that worked with Peter Jackson on the Lord of the Rings films, would be working on it. However, since then, nothing's come of it. No news at all. It's just been in cold storage since then.
There was a rumor that Michael Bay was going to direct it, but that has since been squashed. But that got
thank goodness.
But that got us to kind of it got us to kind of thinking about. You know, if we had the ability to make our own film and cast who we wanted, you know, who would we cast? Who would direct? You know, all the that little stuff. So, I mean, okay. let's just go around here and, you know, see, you know, let's each everybody take a character at first. Who?
Oh, Kamal, we just
now there's
this.
Something that I'd like to think about is, would you whitewash the film or try to keep it authentic?
I don't know Japanese actors, so I can't answer that question, but I would really rather keep it authentic, honestly.
I mean, yeah, like without even knowing Japanese actors, would you accept the film if they decided to cast white people or other ethnicities that aren't Japanese?
I think certain characters you could get away with it. Like Kaji, isn't Kaji American, or am I?
I don't
know. No, he's not.
Well, he's not.
The names aren't American.
Asuka's the only one who's even remotely white.
Asuka's white as hell. Well, no, she's half white. But she's
white, she's so. German-Japanese. In the manga, she's German-American-Japanese.
Shinji's Japanese.
Yeah,
Rei...
yeah, Shinji's Japanese. Rei's Japanese.
Well, Rei's a clone. So
Rei's not anything. I'd be okay with Kaoru as a white boy.
Kaoru's an angel. He can do whatever he wants.
Kaoru's, I think Kaoru's an albino.
Black Kaoru.
I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
Because he has white hair and red eyes and pale skin.
Could you imagine how bad the fandom would freak out if they cast a brown Kaoru, though? I would be so happy. I would be like, yeah, do it, do it. No, because that would be the coolest thing, because I don't know. I feel like, God. Yeah, I don't know. Give people a shot, Jesus. But you know, I would be
oh my God.
Reasonably upset if they cast the entire thing white, because it don't make no sense.
I mean, that's the thing. If you go like a Japanese make of it.
Voyager 2.
What?
What?
My sides have just passed Voyager 2 thinking about a brown Quaru. Awesome.
It would be great because it would tick off all of the, like,
it's so progressive.
It would
piss off the elite dick fans that I absolutely hate the most. So I'm in.
I think Anna would be down with it.
Oh yeah, troll the fans.
Anna would be like, yes, go.
Make them all brown.
Everybody except for Asuka and Asuka.
Directed by
Japanese.
I get to troll them.
No, but who? Okay, oh, wait, so I, yeah, good idea. Let's take it character by character. Yeah.
All right, but let's say for the sake of argument here that it's an American make. And it's going to be a whitewash cast for the most part. You can also go with, you know, Asian American actors. That's okay.
We're fucked.
Yeah. So, like, if you want to cast,
there's my opinion. Okay. There's my opinion. We're fucked.
Okay, let's each take a character. Iowa, who would you cast as Shinji?
If I have to do a whitewash,
it doesn't have to be a whitewash. It could be an Asian American actor if you want.
But to disclaim, you shouldn't whitewash films, listeners. You shouldn't support whitewash films.
No, we're just saying Hollywood has a tendency.
I think it just depends if it's good or not. Because there's a case where it's like, if that's who they had that was best suited for the role.
Right.
Anyway, regardless of ethnicity.
Your dream Shinji. Who is your Shinji?
Well, see, the thing is that with if we make it authentic, I'm not too familiar with Japanese acting.
So just go.
American.
For American? Oh, I already know who it's going to be. And if you don't, and I'm going to say it and you're all going to hate me for it, but it's going to be fucking Michael Cera. Come on. It is. I know it is. You know why? Because he did fucking Scott Pilgrim. Ergo, you know, just transition him over.
He's 30.
He's too. Yeah,
Scott Pilgrim is way too old.
I know he's too old, but I do think that if they do make this in America, it's going to be aged up.
Quick, somebody ask me which one I would pick.
Oh, geez, I wonder who you would pick for Asuka.
I actually don't know, but I do know who I would pick for Shinji, and it would be Logan Lerman, like, hands down, Logan Lerman. I'm going to post a picture in the chat so you guys can see.
Who is Logan Lerman?
He was the lead in Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, I remember that movie.
He is also, like, if I had to cast a white Shinji. Hold on. Google's being dumb. No, yeah. I'm trying to find the picture of him that made me think it. Here we go. Okay, the website's being dumb, but just scroll down. It's the picture.
The listeners can't really see this. So.
Well, the listeners will probably know who Logan Lerman is because they will.
If the listeners are listening, then they also have the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
Google
sweet
Logan
Jesus.
Lerman.
It's Shinji in reality. Oh, okay. You win.
Headcanon accepted.
Yep, that works.
Nope. Unit 2 and I had, like, remember when we talked about this and we, like, legit came up with a cast for this?
Yeah, I forget who we came up with, though.
I remember most of them.
I know who I have a weird casting, and I'm not sure where it would work best. Because I'm not sure if I would cast him as Kaji or if I'd actually cast him as Gendo.
Who?
I'd actually, and I know I'm probably going to, this is going to sound a little too anime for everybody, but I could legitimately cast Johnny Young Bosch in either of those roles.
Wait.
Really?
I could see him.
Maybe Kaji.
Kaji.
Johnny's old enough where he could do either role, but he looks young enough where he could also do either.
He's too buff to do.
I think he's too soft spoken to be Gendo.
I could also see him having that dark voice.
I was gonna say Bryan Cranston for Gendo.
You know that would work. That actually would really work too.
For my picks, Gendo, I'd say Hugh Laurie.
Ooh.
Who played House.
Ooh, that would be good.
My pick for Rey would be Saoirse Ronan.
I know that name. How do I know that name?
Okay. That's the girl from The Lovely Bones and from The Host more recently.
Ooh.
And I just like her for Rey because she has that really kind of otherworldly, ethereal, like, calm face. Like, she just is, like, really good at playing the...
She's got a resting bitch face.
Not even like resting, like not looking at you, looking through you face. Like, I don't know. I could see her doing Rey.
Asuka, I'd like Abigail Breslin from she was the girl from Zombieland.
Oh, her. Which one?
Oh,
Little Rock.
She was Little Rock.
Yeah.
Is she old enough?
I think she might be too old by the time they start filming this, but
she's 18.
Yeah, she's 18 now. She could pass if they age the characters up to 16.
Yeah.
Which I think they'll end up doing just because of the adult situations.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
And then
I'm trying to remember who I said for Asuka.
Fuyutsuki, I'd say Ian McKellen. Plays Magneto and Gandalf.
Yeah. I think it's
too perfect.
I was gonna say to assume he's going to make it that long is awfully ambitious.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Like Ian McKellen doesn't look like a professor.
What?
No, he plays really Magneto.
Yeah,
how does Magneto not look like a professor?
He's freaking Gandalf. He's a wizard, man.
Yeah,
he looks like a wizard. He's a fucking professor.
He doesn't look like a professor.
Just put a suit on him.
Hey, I still have problems with Ian McKellen as fucking Magneto because it's not, you know, Ian McKellen does not have the muscle size that fucking, you know,
nobody
Magneto does in the comic.
Okay, wait. How funny?
Well, no one does. It's a comic.
How funny would this be? Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart as Fuyutsuki and Gendo.
No.
I'm okay with this, but Stewart's too old to be Gendo.
Stewart's too old, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart's too old. Ian McKellen can do Fuyutsuki. But man,
Hugh Laurie is Gendo.
Hugh Laurie, you're
gonna have to find.
Yeah, he could be a good Gendo, but then you'd have to whitewash Shinji. Would be the only problem there.
I think Hugh Laurie'd be a better pick than say like someone like Russell Crowe.
Oh God.
What about like Dakota Fanning as Asuka?
She's way too old.
She's too old is the thing.
Way too.
She doesn't look it though. What about Mae Whitman as Asuka?
I don't even know.
We don't know who that is.
You know who Mae Whitman is.
if we do
3-1-3,
I've probably
seen her in a movie. I just don't know the name.
Yeah, she was in Arrested Development.
Love that show. Still love that show.
She was the girlfriend. Michael Cera's girlfriend.
I got nothing.
She was also the girl evil ex in Scott Pilgrim.
Or Anna Sophia Robb.
Crap. I need to watch more TV.
We're terrible at casting.
No, we're not.
I think my casts are pretty good.
Well, no, actually,
wait. I just found the girl that I found that I really liked last time we talked about this. Her name is Bella Thorne. For Asuka.
What is
she hasn't
from?
Been in much. A lot of like teen movies.
Okay.
Yeah. No, a lot of teen movies, but she's fairly young. I think she's like 15, 16, but she has the red hair already, and she just kind of has the face that's like the kind of European face that I think,
you know,
when I think Asuka.
I was going to say, for Asuka, couldn't you get that girl from The Hunger Games?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Is that her name?
Yeah, if you want someone who can't act.
Also is like 30 also.
I would say is like, yeah, 30 years old.
Shazam.
Okay, look at, I mean,
that's one of the things too with this is that we're trying to think of casts for young kids, and
yeah. Wow, she like
even okay. If you're like,
so let's get the older cast. What about Misato and Ritsuko?
Ritsuko, I would totally cast as it just escaped me. It was here and then it went. Shoot, it was here and then it went.
I could totally see it being Helen Hunt.
No, there was a blonde actress that I was thinking of, and I can't.
What was she in?
I picture Misato, not Misato, Ritsuko. I was talking about Ritsuko. I don't know why I said that. I picture Ritsuko being like devastatingly beautiful. Like holy heck, why do you work in the bowels of nerve? Holy Jesus, you could be modeling.
I know who you could do for that. I know who could be Ritsuko.
Scarlett Johansson.
Exactly.
Mm. For Misato, I would say Megan Fox.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
thing. No!
Well, she's young enough.
She's got
Well, no, she's also got like the, I call it porn voice. Like, she says.
Well, what is Misato? She's like a flirty adult.
Yeah, but then Misato has to go back and do all this like
guys
introspection. I don't think Megan Fox could handle that.
I have a good Misato.
Oh no,
Olivia Wilde.
I was literally about to say Olivia Wilde.
Oh
like,
my
I was
god!
About to say Olivia Wilde.
I fell in love with that girl after Tron Legacy.
Olivia Wilde, or like, I don't know.
She could totally do it too.
What about
perfect?
Ritsuko, Maggie Gyllenhaal for Ritsuko.
Whoever you cast as Misato, you're gonna have to demand a lot out of them as an actress. So you know, we better pick. So like, if we're gonna do this, we would have to pick someone who can actually fucking act. That would be really nice because that's kind of priority number one.
Yeah. It's a tough,
they have to be funny and serious.
There's
going to be a point where they're holding a gun to someone's head and blowing their brains out.
Ooh,
and another point where they're just chugging a beer and flirting with a 14-year-old.
What about like Kirsten Dunst?
No.
I was about to say Case Stu, actually.
No, Kirsten Dunst.
Like a Alan Rickman as Snape situation where like they act a certain way near the beginning, but they have to pull him aside and like, hey, just so you know, later on, stuff's going to hit the fan.
Wait a second.
I just had an awesome idea.
Alan Rickman as everybody.
No, Alan Rickman as Gendo. Holy hell.
What if we actually got Tiffany Grant?
To do what? A quick cameo.
She could be
really quick cameo. A really quick cameo.
What if we got Tiffany to play Ritsuko?
What? No!
Robert Downey Jr. as Kaji.
Ooh.
I can see it.
I'm actually okay with this because he would have necessary.
No, because he would be. He would be like the perfect. Like you know the scene where.
Too old.
No, you know the scene where Kaji's like, "Wow, shit sure is going down with Unit 2 and that angel. I'm just gonna hop in this plane. Bye."
I think Charlie Sheen reminds me of Kaji.
Yeah, but Charlie Sheen's.
Peg Kaji.
He was a good actor once upon a time.
Well, the other thing,
back when Major League
coming from the perspective of someone who likes men folk sometimes, Kaji is supposed to be like sexy, like really, like he is supposed to be like a lady slayer, not even a lady killer. And
just pick Brad Pitt.
No. Brad Pitt's not cute. Like,
no.
Let's get the Rock.
No,
yes. I am Groot.
Schwarzenegger.
No, oh fuck off.
I am Groot. Anthony Hopkins as Gendo.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Or I'm thinking of Dennis Hopper.
Wait.
Chris Hemsworth as Shinji. Tom Hanks as everybody.
Out things now.
Wait, no. Hold on, for real. Taji, Hugh Jackman.
I can actually see this.
The permanent stubble.
Yeah, I can see that.
Here's something to think about. Like, by the time this movie comes out, for Ritsuko, how about Emma Watson?
How about... Ooh.
Because she's 24 right now.
She also does the snippy intellectual very well.
I could see it, yeah.
What about, like, Chris Pratt as Shinji? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'll be real. Chris Pratt is Rey.
Vin Diesel for anything as long as he keeps saying I am Groot.
No, I know who I want for Yutsuki.
Who?
I want Kenneth Branagh. Done.
Who?
Fuck off! Go watch some good movies.
He's not old enough.
Explain to the audience, Iowa.
Go watch Henry V. That is possibly the greatest adaptation of Shakespeare ever on the screen, where he's actually Henry V. He would be amazing as Foyutsky because he has the smarts to be Foyutsky, and he actually is about the same age as Foyutsky. Plus, he kind of looks like him, too. Just with, you know...
Foyutsky has a really interesting shaped face. He has a very pointy face.
Yeah, it's Jay Leno.
It's like a Jay Leno face. Moving away from actors, who would we want to direct this thing?
No one.
No, hold on. I have a favorite
Bono
director.
Himself.
What?
No!
Oh, that sounds like a terrible idea. Wait. Can we take a TO really quick? Because there was a picture that came up, and this relates to Ava because it relates to Anno. There was a picture that came up amidst the whole, like, the drama about how someone spread a rumor about Studio Ghibli closing because they mistranslated a press release. Ghibli's not actually closing, but there was a picture that I saw where it's Miyazaki and, like, Anno is there, and... Yeah. I sent it to Unit 2, and I was like, coming this fall.
That's because they worked on a film together.
I know, but
Anno was originally part of the Ghibli staff.
I know. We were joking, though, about, like, coming this fall from the master – it was – Well, what? I'm trying to pull it up.
The minds that brought you.
Take a breath.
Howl's Moving Castle and Evangelion.
No, it was even funnier. Like it was. It was really good.
Meeting his father.
No, don't spoil it. I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to read it. Just keep talking. I'll find it. Go.
All right. So anyway, directors for this movie that were
Originally it was like, Michael Bay is going to direct it.
Del Toro comes to mind whenever I think of
Del Toro
like
was a name that kept getting mentioned amongst the fans. And I think
he could do it.
He's got.
There is a problem that I have with it, though, is that he might go too whimsical.
Yeah. He does play it up a little too much. And I think he does action stuff well, but I think he kind of fails a little bit in the storytelling aspect of it.
Have you seen Pan's Labyrinth?
Than Michael Bay.
But yeah, Michael Bay really overdoes the action thing. But I think with Del Toro, it's like I think he just kind of gets a little too creative with what he's doing, but story-wise.
And he's good at respecting the source material,
though. He managed to say, okay, I found it. Hold on, I'm going to read it. This is what I said. This was the back and forth between Unit 2 and I. New from Ghibli Studios and Walt Disney Pictures, the story of a boy who just wants his father to understand. A girl learning to understand herself, and a penguin who just wants a cold one. Coming in spring 2017, from the genius minds of Hideki Anno and Hayao Miyazaki, Red Ocean, A Robot Tale. Oh, yeah. Like, voiceover Shinji, I mustn't run away. Voiceover Rei, I am me. Voiceover Asuka, nothing is going to stop me. Voiceover Gendo, instrumentality is at hand. Silence, Fuyutsuki. Shinji, it's time I finally explain things to you. And then, you said, quick cut, you go actually see the movie, and it's just, two straight minutes of Gendo with his eyes flashing at nope.jpg, and it's, 2.5 hours of material that nobody talked about. Just random stuff. Wouldn't be an honor of what?
So it's, 2.5 hours of the last two episodes of Ava.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Okay, but anyway.
Presented by Crayola.
Who would direct it? For real?
Well, you know what? Fine. If I can't have Kenneth Branagh be in it, I'll have him direct it because he can do serious and he can do action and he doesn't overdo it. Because, this is the guy who kind of did Thor and Iron Man 2. So,
Iron Man 2.
How is he working with kids, though?
He's actually pretty good. Because
there are directors like James Cameron, terrible working with kids.
Oh, no. Yeah, Kenneth Branagh is excellent with kids. Because a lot of his films have, kids with, big roles in them. That's because he does Shakespeare. So, kind of a necessary part of Shakespeare is, kids get in there somehow all the friggin' time. So, no, he's good with them. He'd be fine with kids.
All right.
Better than Michael Bay.
What about, Peter Jackson? How does anybody feel about him?
Isn't he busy turning into George Lucas and having to re-release Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit every 15 minutes at this point?
I'd be okay with Peter Jackson just because I know that he's good at storytelling and he could tell an epic the way it needs to be told. But
all right. The only thing I'd worry
Tokyo
about...
Tokyo 3 now located in New Zealand.
Yep, BRB New Zealand.
Yeah, the only thing is, I'd be worried he'd make a 4.5 hour Ava film.
Well, why would I be worried about that?
That would probably
Do you have the patience to sit through a 4.5 hour anything?
Patience to marathon Ava in one sitting, the whole series.
If it's long enough, movie theaters will stop movies and let you have a bathroom break if you absolutely friggin' need it, and then they'll restart the film. I've heard of this before.
In Japan, I've never had it in America, I don't think.
No, not just Japan. Italy has done the same thing. So has Germany. The Europeans will do it, too, if it's long enough.
Yeah, but that's America.
Well, then guess what, America? Deal with it.
But I got the large soda. I need to pee.
Yeah, exactly.
Good thing you finished the large soda. Now you're going to be in the cup.
Yeah.
your Evangelion collector's cup, now filled with yellow LCL.
Okay.
Ew,
orange. Wait. If you got a bathroom break.
The problem just made itself into a solution.
If you got a bathroom break in the middle of the movie, how could you possibly enjoy the joy that is the after movie pee? That's like the best kind of pee ever. Seriously,
how many people would just walk out in the middle of the intermission? Like, they think the movie's over. It's like, what the hell? They answer nothing.
No, we would be nice enough to put intermission up like they did in freaking Death and Rebirth. and play some classical music over the intermission. Just to.
No, we're not doing.
No, we're not doing "Ode to Joy." It was.
What if Stanley Kubrick? He's not alive anymore, though.
Oh yeah. I thought you'd just stop at Stan Lee.
Hello, true believers. Oh God, Stanley. Oh God, Stanley doing Ava. This is a terrible decision. Hey, look, there's Spider-Man.
I just found out like Stanley's like 92.
Stanley would make himself Feudsky.
Stanley's another.
No, Stanley will be Shinji.
Stanley is everybody.
Stanley is Shinji Ikari.
He could be Feudsky.
Oh, he could be Feudsky. No, he could. No, make
I mustn't run away, Excelsior.
Dude, make him. Make him Chairman Keel.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot we have to cast those guys.
Yes. Everybody forgot about Keel. Sayleigh.
Anthony Hopkins is Keel.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins is Keel. Discussion over.
Oh my God! Could you imagine? Like, we just get a bunch of like really like those really like old actors. Like, they don't have to do much in terms of moving, but then just to hear their voices as like the monoliths.
I hate to say it, but I would rather prefer a bunch of old awesome actors doing like Little Karibo did for his one shot of Ava. With all of them just going harum for like 5 minutes at each other, with Gendo sitting there just confused as to what the hell is going on.
This is true. But just imagine, like, you got, like, you know, Anthony Hopkins and, like, Ian McKellen and just
Patrick
like
Stewart.
Morgan Freeman, for what it's worth, just as the monoliths.
Great. Now I want Morgan Freeman to narrate an Ava movie. Fuck. God damn it.
Just and have a Morgan Freeman voice, pen.
Now Shinji woke up this morning, feeling Diesel's very well to begin with.
It has to be Vin Diesel's pen. End of story.
And Pen doesn't talk until the last 2 minutes, and he just says, God damn it, in Morgan Freeman's voice. God damn
it. Poor Shinji ran away again that morning. He seems to be very good at doing that.
They said it would take him 3 days to run away as far as he did. Shinji did it in 5 hours.
Okay. I think we can move ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we good with...
Oh wait, no. I gotta give my theory that Unit 2 really likes for my Dreamcast Danny DeVito as Ray, but they don't like fit the costumes to him. They make them for a schoolgirl. So like Danny DeVito, like, but nobody acts like it's weird. Danny DeVito, except everybody acts like he's a beautiful clone schoolgirl.
Oh God.
Shinji, help me out here.
Actually, wait, I can see there's one role I could see Danny DeVito.
I would watch this.
Yeah, there's like one member of Sayleigh I could see Danny DeVito.
When the gurney tips over in the first episode, like, yo, Shinji, give me a hand.
Actually falls out of the gurney, is it in pain? They just keep rolling.
No. Wait, hold on. Guys. H. John Benjamin as Gendo.
H. John Benjamin is Shinji. Oh God. Freaking Coach McGurk. Oh wow.
Can I have Joe Pesci in here somewhere?
Kanye West as Kanye West, just in Ava.
Remember the discussion where I said we should just the entire cast of It's Always Sunny as like
yeah.
And I was like Sweet D as Gendo.
I'm okay with this, actually.
All right, let's.
And Charlie Day is Shinji, and who's the other two? The other two.
Mac and Dennis.
Dennis is Asuka. No, Matt. Yeah, no. Wait, hold on. My
God, this is getting okay.
Hey, Matt. All right,
let's move along.
Let's move along before we get too into this. So, next thing we want to discuss was the over merchandising of Evangelion.
Merchandise.
I mean, there's this world of wonderful merchandise. You know, figures, posters, DVDs, books, you know, all, which is all fine, well, and good. But then you have, like, this kind of random, weird stuff that, like, you're kind of wondering why somebody would make it into merchandise.
Just Google Evangelion and then the name of a thing, and it will exist.
Let me tell you a quick story. This is what I was talking about, why I was so upset that we're talking about merchandise. So last summer, I found those really lovely Unit 1 and Unit 2 backpacks they have on sale. And I thought that $35 plus shipping was way too much to pay for a novelty backpack. So I figured, hey, they'll get cheaper as time goes on. Nope. Guess what it costs to get one now?
What?
$80.
Oh! So
I'm sitting here like, I could have had an Ava backpack and now I don't have one. Well, but my favorite piece of unnecessarily licensed material thing is the Unit 1 and Unit 2 winter down jackets.
Oh, I saw those.
I want one really bad. I like how I make fun of it. I'm like, haha, that's so dumb. And I'm over here like, how can I make myself be able to afford this for the winter? I would wear it.
It's one of those. My favorite is the giant quartz ramiel.
I want it so bad.
It's just a quartz dodecahedron that's in an Ava box.
You did two.
Or not dodecahedron, octahedron.
Say dodecahedron one more time.
Dodecahedron.
I like the way your voice sounds. Go on.
Thank you. Okay. It's an octahedron.
All right, stop fapping.
Whoa.
Sorry, schlicking.
Wow. Everybody presuming to know what kind of genitals I have.
I can confirm.
You have finally gotten me back for all of the making fun of you I have done in this podcast. You're done. Oh, okay. No, stupid merchandise. The Ava
bucket.
Ava Crocs.
The bucket. I need to get a bucket.
Oh God, the buckets.
We should all just get different buckets.
Yeah. So, like, for those who don't know what we're talking about, there was a series of Evangelion fire buckets that were, I don't know what the hell they put in them or something, or if they just sold them themselves.
Nothing. It's just the bucket.
Is it really just the bucket?
It's just a gray bucket with a Nerve logo on it, and that's it.
No, there's like multicolored buckets. Like, they're colored in the colors of each, you know.
Yeah, I
saw a different bucket.
Yeah, I'm looking
at them. Oh, God, you saw something else?
Yeah.
I'm looking at them right now. I've got a 0, a 1, a 2, a 5, and a 6.
Yeah, so it's the individual characters' Ava unit colors, I believe.
Of what?
Buckets.
Well, there's a Shinji, a Rei, an Asuka, a Mari, and a Kaoru.
No toes.
Reminds me of this, like, that South Park Chip Pokemon episode, whenever, like, the one character's just a shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you remember the Ava hiking boots?
Those were awesome.
I still want them.
It was like Unit 1 sneakers and Unit 2 hiking boots.
No,
the Unit 2 are hiking
boots. Or was it the other way around?
No, they're both hiking boots, just the Unit 2 ones are above the ankle.
Oh.
Or the Unit 1 ones are, like legit, like, they lace all the way up your ankle, like, they're, like...
I gotcha.
Y'all are gonna hate me.
Yeah.
Because, guess what I just discovered on Google?
What? Mm.
A toilet with a mass-produced Ava mouth for the seat.
So I can poop on somebody.
Hold a picture of this. I have to see this. This sounds like the stuff of nightmares.
No, it sounds perfect. I want to poop on an MP, Ava. That's great. Send me more.
Here's the picture.
Good. Oh God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Literally shit down its throat. Perfect.
Wow. Dude, you gotta post that on the site. That is amazing.
Duly noted.
Or if someone's taking a shit, they're just like inserting entry plug.
Oh my God.
Excuse me, gotta go insert my entry plug, BRB.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, but you know what the best part is all these wonderful, terrible merchandise items can be bought with the Ava credit card.
You're lying. That's not a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a credit card.
No, it's real.
You made that up. I don't believe you. That's
no,
false.
It's real.
We've had pictures of it. We put it in the friggin' in the panel.
Hold on.
There's a Kaji and a Misato.
Yeah,
There's one with Kaji's name and one with Misato's name. I think the Kaji one has a picture of Rei on it.
Yeah, I got the picture right here. Give me a second.
Here's something I need to bring up. There's
Hold on.
There's a 6 foot tall Ava figure that is sold for $16,657.
You have to add the punchline of the,
okay,
the giant.
Okay, I'll tell the story. So this was like last week that Ava and with a partnership with 7-Eleven were releasing like 25 6 foot tall Unit 1 statues. Mm-hmm. In either original coloring or a special 7-Eleven coloring.
I want the special 7-Eleven.
Already sold your soul to Ava. Why not sell your soul to 7-Eleven? And they were like, what'd you say? It was like 16 grand US?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, like $16,600.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of yen, so it's a whole bunch of US.
Yeah.
Yeah. I posted it on the front page of the site. It's like 16, just over 16 grand.
Yeah. So they released it, and all 25 sold out within 2 minutes.
Are you kidding? Wait, they're sold out?
They're sold out
in 2 minutes.
120 seconds, gone.
Yeah.
So, somebody
do the math on that.
How much money did that generate? You know how quick, Ava could fix the U.S. economy. Good. Like, just have the government start distributing rare Ava merch, and Weeboos will fix the country.
That would equate to one being sold about every 9 to 10 seconds, is off the rough math off the top of my head.
Japanese weebs are, like, crazy, dude, in the best kind of way. Like, they will buy the craziest stuff. I wish that I, like, had the work ethic and, like, the amount of care about anything to have that much expendable money to be like, there's a new piece of Ava merch. It's 16 grand. I'll take two. Sure, like, take I money. Wish that I had – I want – my dream is to have a reserve of money just sitting around. So if I'm at a con and I'm like, oh, really rare Ava figure, $200, I'll take them all. I'll just take the stock.
Like, so I'm just a terrible collector. Even if I had the money, I'd just not be able to sleep at night knowing I spent that much money on a statue.
Asuka, I found the card for you. I didn't even know this existed.
Is it? Yeah, we talk about all this awful merchandising, but we buy it. Like, yes, there are people buying it.
That's the thing is that there are people that are paying for this insane shit.
Real money. Like, real actual money that they, like, actually worked to pay for.
A unit 2 credit card.
Posted the same picture twice.
Yeah, you did. Oh, hold on a second.
Let me put whatever I want on my credit card and also my checks. And I've been seriously considering getting Ava checks, even though I never write them.
Okay, here we go. Here's the Unit 2 one. It's even got Asuka on it. I want this.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. It's Ritsuko.
Yeah, it's Ritsuko's name. That really confuses the crap out of me.
Well, the first two had Misato and Kaji. Well,
but Misato with Unit 1 makes sense. Kaji with Rei makes no fucking sense.
Oh, is that Rei? Okay, I was really confused as to why Shinji.
Could be Yui. You don't know. If it's in silhouette, you don't know.
God, let's not even get into that debate.
Oh, please, no. Didn't we break this? Didn't we have this discussion at a panel about why certain names were on certain credit cards? Because we overdid it.
Was I drunk?
No, you weren't.
Are you sure?
I got a little bit drunk before the Anime Midwest panel.
Speaking of merchandise, I still love the fact that I celebrated Unit 2 and Asuka's win at the Masquerade because I'd gone to Mitsuha Saturday night. And when I found out they won, the first thing in my head was, all right, where's the UCC coffee? I have to buy some.
Want to know a fun fact? I'm still waiting for the appropriate occasion to crack open my can of it because it was so good. I don't want to waste it. So,
I had to.
Oh, did you steal off Unit 2's?
What? I might have. I don't know. Okay. I have one. All I know is that I have one. That's all that I know.
That's amazing. I need to go buy more. That shit is good.
It's good. Viewers, UCC Coffee officially endorsed by rebuildofevangelion.org.
Officially endorsed by Evangelion itself.
Officially endorsed. All right. So, like, my needless want of merch, there's only one item I want to have so bad, even though it's, like, the most terrible, terrible thing.
What? The humidifier.
No, better than the humidifier.
The giant Rei slide?
Yes.
No!
The three-story tall inflatable GNR Rei slide.
That's not real. I'm Googling it.
It's real.
No, this is real. This is real. Again.
We posted it in the panel. It is real.
Everyone in Japan's ridden on that slide.
If I'm gonna get any Ava merchandise, I want one of those. I want one of the Ava racing team cars. Holy shit, that would have been amazing to have.
I just take a real quick minute? And if I ever see another racing team version of the plug suits of the girls ever again, I will lose my mind.
Oh, come on.
Those cosplay variants drive me insane.
Hey, Asuka, for Christmas, I'll just buy you the Unit 2 MotoGP bike. How about that?
The actual bike or like a figure?
I'll go find the goddamn bike and go buy it for you if I can figure it out.
Hey, well, first you gotta pay me, Iowa.
If you got me a Unit 2 Cross Rocket, I would probably try and then wreck it.
I never said you had to ride it. Just, you know, just have it and, you know, make people jealous.
Keep it mint.
Yeah, keep that motherfucker mint. I'll buy the car. You can have the bike, and we're all good.
And Shinji can go get the train.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo, motherfucker.
I'd ride that bike wearing my Unit 2 head. The best.
That'd be amazing. Just see you rolling down the street.
Wait, what about the Ava champagne? Wait, the Ava buckets come in pink. Shut
up.
They come in pink.
Yes, they do.
Orange colors.
I think if you ride that motorcycle with your Ava cosplay on, we're going to all hear about it on the news.
Oh, yeah, I'll crash and die because I can't see.
Yeah.
No, you're going to do it after you get the eye issue fixed and then do it.
That's how Kamal died.
What?
Dude.
I haven't looked
Kamal's
at
last words were resin.
No, you officially need to strap bike horns to the front of that, and you know why.
That's how Kamal died.
Oh, hey, there's the Unit 2 racing car. Oh, bitchin'. Oh, I want that one.
I love how we're just looking at random stuff while we're supposed to be doing this professional level.
What about the Ava? What about the Ava champagne? I wanted the Ava champagne.
That is unbelievably expensive.
I want the.
I still want it. It's expensive as all hell, but I still want it.
I want a champagne with my waifu etched into the side of it in gold. Are you kidding me?
Here's the question: are you guys for all this merchandise, or do you think it's gone too far?
Yeah, sure.
I am simply because I just love them coming up with new crap.
I was gonna say I want to see where it ends. Like I want to see how far they'll go.
I don't know. Like what
some of it? Like I just get aggravated on how much of it sells so well. Because like no matter what it is, just because it's got Ava on it, it's gonna sell well.
Sounds like you mad because you don't have money to buy all this stuff.
Nah, I just don't collect. Like I don't understand the impulse to buy some of this stuff.
To be
just
fair,
it's got Ava on it.
Yeah, I understand that, but to be fair, honestly, I think it's kind of nice the fact that this kind of thing exists because, you know, back in the olden days, you would have never had this happening.
Yeah, like, back in the olden days, people had, like, things like families that they took care of.
No, not even that. It's just, you know, Ava
paid off mortgages.
No, it was like Ava was not this marketing machine that just keeps cranking out things that people buy up.
It's the rebuilds, man. I'm telling you, Tumblr got a hold of the rebuilds, and now everybody who's like between 14 and 16 is like, Kaoru!
Dude, I just found like, Evangelion.
It's been an institution in Japan for
like
a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, I just found Evangelion.
It's coming on 20 years now.
Exactly. Yeah. I found Ava Darts.
Darts?
More than 20 years.
Yes. No, it's 95.
That came out 95.
Oh, yeah, 95. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Evangelion Darts here, linking, posting, hoping I get...
Oh, my God, you guys.
Here
you
go.
Hold on.
Well, yeah, viewers, this is what Ava does to you.
What, did
get
you find
something
at Top
can.
Darts?
Hold on. No, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think after Asuka shows us this one, we're going to have to move on.
Yeah.
So October 4th of next year is the 20-year anniversary of the first episode airing on television.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, it
do
is.
Do you know how drunk I'm going to get for that?
Extremely drunk?
So we need to do, like, we need to have a party.
We need to have a convention. AvaCon.
We need to have a convention. What?
What if we had a meetup somewhere? Oh.
I'm in.
Well, the 20th is a Tuesday.
Party at Unit 2's house.
The 4th.
Bitchin'.
The 4th?
I'm in. Done. Yeah, I'm in.
My house? I have a house?
You won't have a house. We're moving in together, stupid. We'll have an apartment.
By then, yeah.
I will have a house.
So everybody has to bring all your Ava crap with, too.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to have to run
just an anime box set.
Oh, my God. No, we should marathon the entire show and all of the movies.
To be fair, I own the series like 3 times somehow. Don't ask.
What was the next thing we had to talk about?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Best episodes.
Oh, yeah. Favorite episodes and least favorite episodes.
I don't have the least favorite.
I'm just throwing this disclaimer on this right now. Yes, we are going to discuss our favorite and our least favorite episodes of Ava. However, due to, you know, things, we're just going to ban Jet Alone from this discussion because that's not fair. It's too easy.
What Iowa is saying is that Iowa gets a little bit a butt mad about Jet Alone.
A little bit of butt mad.
You can't talk about Jet Alone in front of Iowa because
no, you cannot. No, right. Because it is it only has one thing, and that's a quote from Misato. And other than that, it's a piece of shite.
All right. Enough about Jet Alone. Anyway, really quick, because I know our site admin Ava Mania, who helps record all this, wanted me to mention his favorite episode.
What up, Ava Mania? What's good, bro?
His favorite episode episode 20, which is Weaving a Story 2.
Clip show.
That's not the clip show.
Is it the clip show? I have the thing open right now. I could tell you.
No.
No, it's not the clip show. That's the one after it. Maybe. No. Yeah. I don't know.
Episode 14's clip show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kaji kidnaps Foyutsuki. Yeah, that's a clip show.
I guess I could start it off with my favorite episode, which is actually episode 3, A Transfer, which is the one where Shinji's piloting the Ava, and then he has to let Kensuke and Toji into the Ava with him. And I like that episode because they get to see firsthand what doing this, piloting an Ava does to Shinji, all the crap he has to put up with, and just all the physical pain it puts him in. And I think it really kind of humanizes Shinji in the for the audience a little bit, and it kind of makes him, it makes him more relatable to the people that he has to deal with on a daily basis.
My favorite episode is Both of You Dance Like You Want to Win, because that's my ship and I'll go down with it. And that's all I got to say about that.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that you cosplayed from that episode.
I cosplay from it because it's my favorite episode.
I'd never seen a cosplay from that episode, and I probably will never see another cosplay from that episode as long as I'm alive. So
I just realized how funny it would be to make an AMV of like them doing the like pad thing, except like set it to various pop culture songs.
I hate to break this to you, but I think there's a video of somebody in that cosplay playing DDR.
Okay, hold on. Animated Watch last year, because Unit 2 and I decided, whoa, that'd be so funny. Let's go play DDR. We went to go play DDR, set it on normal, failed in 3 seconds, and ran.
I was going to say, I think the funnier story is you and Unit 2 cosplaying from Episode 9 at ASEN and it being cold as fuck.
Being what?
It was cold as fuck.
Oh, it was snowing that weekend.
Yeah, it freaking snowed the day before. It was like 40 degrees the morning we did that photo shoot.
And then we went outside and did the photo shoot. That was awful.
Dick was coming out.
I'm amazed you two didn't freeze.
And then conversely, we go to Anime Midwest, and I'm outside trying to help Kamal practice with Unit, like walking around in Unit 2, and I'm wearing my plug suit and my wig and everything, and I'm sweating like a sinner in church.
Yeah,
There's never been a point where I have been comfortably temperatured in cosplay. I'm always freezing or I'm always very warm.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had seen you two practicing. That would have been funny to watch.
Well, somebody really creepily recorded us from the sky, the hamster tubes. That was really weird, and I hope whoever did that hears this and knows that I found it really strange, and also that I found it really strange that they zoomed in on not even Kamala's face, but my face during their video of the award ceremony in Anime Midwest when we won Best in Show, or Unit 2 won Best in Show, I'm sorry. Unit 2 won Best in Show. And the person who was videotaping it was focusing on my face the entire time, and it made me feel so remarkably unsafe and stalked. If you're listening to this and you did that, that was weird. Don't do it again.
You just seem to attract like the weirdest attention, don't you?
It's because I'm a little, not even a little bit pretty. It's because I don't look that weird. Like, it's because I'm not even cute, and like weird people want to talk to me, and I get weird guys that talk to me at the mall when I wear Ava shirts. I don't know.
Oh, boo hoo.
I swear to God, if you ever get famous from this podcast, you're just going to have like the most bizarre Twitter.
I got to say my least favorite. My least favorite is the one when Unit 1 does the thing. Like, ambivalence when
he walks on all fours
and it walks on all fours and it's eating the thing and it looks
that's
up.
That's introjection.
It's doing that thing with the thing.
It's episode 19 where it eats the angel.
No, okay, yeah, it is when it eats the angel. He like looks up and it breaks the fourth wall. It's because it looks up and it looks right at the viewer and it's like
that is definitely one of the most it's unnerving.
The noise it makes too.
Unit 2, what is your favorite episode?
I kind of like the first episode just because it does a really good job of exposition, not of like the characters and stuff, but of like the area. Like Shinji's just walking around and you can see stuff just destroyed. And I really like the one scene where he's with Misato in like the 7-Eleven or whatever. And you just hear a little bit of a conversation between two other people talking about like their mundane lives and how nerve is essentially controlling their lives. And it's just really interesting to put it in perspective of these other people who still live in Tokyo 3 who aren't involved in this giant epic battle for humanity. And I just think that's really cool. All
right. Hunter, what's your favorite ep?
But first, going back to what Oscar was saying about Both You Dance Like You Want to Win, I was really disappointed they didn't have that in Rebuild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something that would, similar.
That would have been nice.
Does anybody
For favorites, I guess I would say I liked the episode where Shinji fought Zero. I think that was episode 20.
Okay.
And then for least favorites, it would be a toss up between the episode Kaoru or Weaving a Story.
Part one.
Part one. And most because it's just a clip show episode.
Yeah.
Ooh, and, sorry, I was watching the clip of the thing when Ava One goes berserk, and I wasn't paying attention, and I tabbed back over right when it was looking at the screen.
Yeah, the problem that I have with like clip shows, especially on a show that's only like 26 episodes long, is it's not really needed. I don't think that you need reminded that they were fighting angels this whole time, and
yeah.
Well, this is the budget problem at work, unfortunately, I believe.
Yeah, the only thing that you really get added to is they list all the angels' names.
True. I mean, and that which the whole budget thing brings me to my least favorite episode, which is episode 24, Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is the Kaoru episode.
Yeah. Boing.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I've never really been that big of a fan of Kaoru as a character, and I've kind of always questioned how and why he is so popular for having appeared in one episode.
It all has to be from the manga, because he has no development at all in the anime.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he was so popular after the anime, it was almost mind-boggling. And really, it's, you know, I can't really figure out why. And I've seen that episode enough to be like, hey, you know, what the hell? And the one thing that everybody, like, loves about that episode, and it's, like, actually the funniest part about it, because it was a budget cut issue, was that like 3 minutes or so where Shinji's just sitting there holding Kaoru while he's in Ava Unit 1. And he's just got Kaoru in his clutches and he's just debating with himself whether or not he's going to kill Kaoru. And the thing is they didn't animate that scene at all because they were running low on budget. So they're like, just show this picture and run some classical music over it and we'll figure it out. And it's like the most...
And it turned out like...
But it's just like the most lazy way to do it. But at the same time, it's like I can understand it. It kind of works. I don't know. I think it's just Kaoru himself kind of ruins it.
It's a lazy scene. But after going to Asuka's panels and her explaining what exactly Kaoru is, it actually makes a lot of sense why they did it that way. Because I can only imagine what the hell's going through Shinji's head as he's holding Kaoru and then turns him into Pez Dispenser Kaoru with his head falling off.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like really, just for the amount of development that Kaoru had, which is really not much, it shouldn't have been as like as important and memorable scene as ever has been.
I think the fact that Kaoru didn't have so much development was part of why it was important, because he just shows up, Shinji really likes him.
It says something about Shinji's character at that point.
Yeah, Kaoru is the only person who ever showed Shinji any affection.
Mm-hmm.
Kaoru
showed up in like episode 5, I don't think Shinji would have given him the time of day.
I don't know.
This point, Shinji is like so beaten down and everyone's left him. He feels like there's nothing there, that just someone saying hi to him means the world to him.
Right, but I mean, let's say Ava at the time had budget.
Oh god.
Let's just say not much more, but just enough where they could have, like, maybe developed Kaoru more and maybe give him 2 episodes instead of just the one. Do you think that maybe the impact on that would have been better?
Well, yeah, it probably would have been more like the manga where they flesh out Kaoru a little bit better and he's, you know, more understandable and a better character.
Right.
Yeah, you can probably look at the manga as a what if in that case, because the manga came after, right?
Sadamoto came afterwards, like afterwards. I had this, like, in episode 3 of the podcast, I had this with Yainori. He's like, the manga's not that different. Oh, yes, it is.
No, with Kaoru, it's a lot different. Like,
with a lot of stuff, it's a lot different.
Yeah, but even with Kaoru in the manga, I didn't care for his character much.
He was a lot more like Rei in the manga, in that
He didn't understand, but he was still very cloak and dagger, like, plotting this whole end game the whole time.
Yeah. All right.
Is that a lot of it's an act that he's doing.
Okay, well, I think we've got everybody's thoughts well and good on this idea, right?
You didn't ask me, you ass.
Oh, I didn't ask you?
No, you didn't ask me.
No,
I actually have a curveball answer for you. I love giving you curveballs. Love giving everybody curveballs.
All right, what is it?
All right, so I actually have a tie for my best. Asuka strikes and Lilliputian Hitcher, basically episode 13.
Which was the
Virus Angel.
Mm.
Hacker
Ritsuko.
Yeah, Asuka strikes. It's because A, it's Asuka, and B, I'm not ashamed to admit this. I think Shinji is dead sexy in Asuka's plug suit. I'm not even kidding. I think this is
a 14-year-old boy.
I sometimes forget you're pansexual.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
Shinji is Asuka, a 14.
Asuka brings up the better point. Yeah. Boy. Asuka brings up the better point. Asuka brings up the better point. But still, if he was 18, yeah. Anyways.
Oh, he was 14 in 1995.
God
damn
it.
Unless
oh
you go
my
with,
God.
No.
Cartoon characters don't age. I had this discussion with some idiot at my
panel.
Unless
you go with, guys, Ava characters if they were born 14 know this. Thank you.
And with with 13, you get a lot of talk about the Magi, and you know what? I love that. Like, I love I love the nuts and bolts about the Magi that I get from Ritsuko. Like, holy God, that is amazing. The kind of detail she goes into, and the fact that her mother's brain is inside of it. Like, oh my God.
I just like how much she doesn't care. Like, how much
she's
don't care.
She's nonchalant. It's just, oh yeah, by the way, mom's brain's in here, LOL. It's like.
In that sense, doesn't that almost make the Magi like her own, like Ritsuko's own Ava?
Crap.
Minds have just been blown, people.
I hate you. And
I just ruined an episode for you.
We'll have to go into that later. And
you're welcome, Hidekiana.
Also, we're kind
of
out of time, so a little bit of a cliffhanger.
I also, for worst, I don't have a worst episode, but I hate the animation style that gets introduced in Magma Diver. Screw Sausage Finger Misato animation.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that so much. Yeah. Oh, I hate that so much.
I don't know if I noticed that, but now I'm probably going to not be able to not see it.
Oh,
Fox thumbs.
it's really noticeable. Like, when you look at their hands.
I probably wasn't, like, staring at the character's hands.
Oh, you don't need to stare. Hunter. You don't need to stare 5 seconds, and you're gonna see, oh, God, what's going on here?
All right. So we got everybody's favorites and least favorites. Let's move really quick into the quick roundup from Anime Iowa. As many of you may or may not know, if you listen to the podcast regularly, myself and General Iowa attended Anime Iowa. And we did this podcast live from there. So first, we'd like to take a quick moment to thank all the wonderful people who came out to that.
Yay!
That's awesome. And, you know, we hope to see you again at our future endeavors. We had a lot of fun. We talked to some amazing guests. Greg Ayers, voice of Quora, we met. He's a fun guy. He's a very personable person, really about the fans. Big shout-outs to a good friend of mine, Lucas Schuneman, up-and-coming voice actor. I look for him in some roles in the very near future. I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about what those are yet.
Probably not.
Yeah, we'll just keep an eye on him. He's doing some good work.
It's a secret.
So let's really quick, Iowa. Let's go. We did a lot of panels and stuff, and we had a lot of great moments. What was your favorite moment from Anime Iowa other than our panel?
When we won a card in Cards Against Humanity with Samurai Dan and Jillian.
Oh, yeah. That was
cool. That was epic.
We won it with the most woman answer, too. That's the best.
Yeah, we did, which was great.
Man, this is bullshit. Fuck menstruation.
I feel you.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, that was amazing.
All right. I mean, my favorite moment... God, other than our own podcast, I think it was when I was drunk on Saturday night.
Well, was this the hentai reading? Yeah, the hentai reading panel where the hosts were getting drunk because you have to read this stuff.
It was,
and I was seriously needing a – I was really, like, tempted to text Unit 2 and ask, okay, so I need someone who's good with math to figure out how the hell something works. Can you help me?
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So that was fun. Least favorite moments.
Besides that really, really shitty panel.
My least favorite memory was that I wasn't there.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, well, you had to be in Ireland. That was, I would have taken that over being in Iowa.
Right. All right. Well, what's your least favorite moment, Iowa dude?
Oh, I really don't know if I have a least favorite moment to be complete. Well, other than that really, really shitty, you know, panel. I had fun really the entire weekend, to be completely honest. You know, it's not hard for me to have fun at conventions.
What about that moment where you realize you had no money?
Well, everybody has that at an anime convention. Different reason why, but everybody has that moment at an anime convention that
Like literally out of money.
Yeah, I know. Well,
that might have been your worst moment.
Yeah, that was probably the only bad
I've never seen you so pissed off.
Yeah, I can go from...
At which panel was this?
No, this was we went to go get something to eat, and then as he's trying to use his debit card, it got declined.
Nothing.
He had no money left in his account.
Nothing.
It wasn't his fault. That was the worst part about
what
it.
What happened?
It's personal. Let's just leave it at that.
It stinks, but okay. I went from like happy to DEFCON 5 in about 5 seconds.
He went from like, you know, being naked in a field with Asuka to Jet Alone.
I hate you.
Something similar happened to me, like Unit 2 remembers, when we discovered that the Hyatt had like triple charged me for the room at Anime Midwest, and I had like negative money to do anything, and I was like crying. And,
oh my God.
And my mom called the Hyatt and got so far up their asshole that they refunded it while I was still at the hotel.
Nice.
Her mom, Asuka's mother, was was very good at dealing with those nincompoops at the Hyatt.
Nice.
They're not nincompoops. They're generally very good. I think it was an honest mistake. Like, just people that are listening to this, the Rosemont Hyatt is actually really fantastic, and you should stay there if you can. Even though it's a little expensive, it's totally worth it. Great place. Right. Iowa.
A little expensive?
Anyway.
Well, no, to be fair, for ASEN, it was actually fairly reasonable for ASEN where we were. I was actually surprised.
Yeah.
So more Iowa.
We're going to need to wrap it up.
Oh, really quick. So yeah, really quick. My least favorite moment from Anime Iowa, and this is something Iowa himself was talking about, was this very poorly done panel that we both attended. And I'm actually really disappointed in this thing because it was hosted by an official guest of the convention.
Drop the name. Name drop.
Her name is Mimi Riley. She's a quote-unquote professional cosplayer. You know, the panel she hosted was called Controversies in Cosplay, and I attended this thing because I really wanted to discuss, you know, why there's this backlash against the professional cosplay community and just, you know, in cosplay in general, and it ended up being this thing where she spent half the panel talking about, like, some college dissertation she wrote, which was, like, half-baked at best, and then the other half was basically her questioning attendees about why they weren't buying, you know, her prints or her pictures or whatever. And I was like, and I was just really disappointed that, you know, there was no discussion. There was really just, it was just so poor.
Yeah, there's a reaction face for this kind of thing, Gaynor, and you know what that is?
Yeah.
Cornette face.
It is. Cornette face would be too much, giving it too much credit. This was just sad. This is like Shinji's sad face for me. Because the thing is, I woke up especially early to go to this panel. I was excited to go talk about this topic. And this is what I got, and I was very, very unhappy about it. And I'll say this, and I'm sure she's a wonderful person, but she really should just not be doing panels.
Well, she also can't hear that well. That probably doesn't help.
Well,
hey, don't you mean?
But I understand.
She's
like deaf in one ear.
Deaf in one ear is what the problem is. So she was always having to have her associate have to like listen for questions. And unfortunately, anime fans kind of have this bad tendency at times to not be able to speak up and enunciate and make themselves clear. So that didn't really help the process, unfortunately.
Right, but it's just like when a panel's titled Controversies in Cosplay, I expect to be talking about those controversies, and that's not what we got. And I was, it was really a low point for me. I was like, that was like my big disappointment for the weekend.
And to be fair, I avoided the entire Heroes of Cosplay controversy when it originally happened. So it's like, I just avoided that black hole. So like, I know a lot of anime fans are still talking about that, and I'm just standing over here going, yeah. I'm just going to watch something. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I never got into the whole Heroes of Cosplay thing, but I'm starting to get a lot of the effects of it. I do have a lot of friends that are active in the cosplay community. And, even they've said they don't want to deal with the drama anymore because a lot of their other friends are starting to get a little too, I'm such a professional and I'm just they want to make a career out of cosplaying, and that just bothers me to a certain degree. And I'll save that for another episode because that's a little bit more of a personal
topic. What the hell happened to just having fun?
Again,
that's what the point of this is that we're having fun. That's what it should be. Just go have fun. Stop making it complicated, people. Fuck. Right.
So anyway, I mean, I'll save that for another podcast, but when we can talk about, cosplay and stuff. So let's wrap this up real quick. Any guys have any more parting thoughts for everybody about anything?
Not that I can think of.
You guys want to? We got to plug plug the site a little bit and some stuff. Obviously, we want everybody to visit the forums and
go on the website.
Yes, go to the website at rebuildofevangelion.org. Also, we have a new email specifically for this podcast. And if I can remember what the hell it is at the moment, it's dummyplugpodcast@gmail.com. So, if you...
I answer all your questions.
Actually, Shinji answers all the questions, but...
Send me some questions, and then they'll send them to me. Yes. Ask us questions.
Yeah, if you guys want to direct questions towards anybody on this panel here...
We should do a little at the end of every episode now. We should do a little FAQ. You should send us some questions, and it can be about anything.
Yes.
Ask us questions about the show. Ask us questions about us. Ask me questions about cosplay. Ask us things.
Yeah. Let's interact. I'd like to talk about it.
Let's interact.
If you want to email anybody specifically on the panel, just by all means, direct it to such and such in the subject line, and we can discuss those things. Also, if you have any questions in regards to the website itself, you can direct those to us too. Any questions about where we're going to be appearing, just anything at all, we would love to hear from you. Suggestions about the show, future topics. I know somewhere down the line, I would love to do a fan mail episode. So, hopefully you guys got some nice things to say about us.
Don't we need fans to do fan mail?
We got a couple. Yeah. I know at least one person that listens to this thing.
But they're on the website, aren't they?
No, do you actually.
Know, oh, you know someone else who isn't on the website who listens to this?
I tell you who, but I don't want to mention his name.
My mom listens to this. Hi, Mom.
You could message me in other forms to who it is. That would be okay.
There, I typed it in the chat.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
I'm glad they do.
Yeah, I think so.
I suppose we should end this.
Yes.
I think they've heard enough of us for one day again.
All right. So, guys, join us next time for the Dummy Plug Podcast. I'm Gainer79.
Hi.
Good, guys.
Well, I'm actually I'm actually Asuka.
Unit 2.
This is a train wreck.
That's Iowa.
I'm Iowa. How you doing?
Hunter?
Shinji, help me out.
All right, send mine.
Okay. Well, anyway, for everybody here at the Dummy Plug Podcast, join us next time, and Ava Mania, hit the music.